become my tradition to start the year with what I call the travelling bonbons. And I'll start these today in Mexico. The music of Baroque Mexico is fascinating, with a mix of many influences, indigenous, Spanish, and West African. One of the dances brought over by enslaved Africans is called the cumbe. It's a couple dance that probably came from the Gulf of Guinea. This lively dance spread rapidly through Mexico, Central and South America. As with many other dances from the New World, the cumbe became popular in Spain in the 17th century. And there the dance caused something of a stir. Firstly, the couples gave each other their naked hands, and then there was what was described as signs of love, in a manner declared to be immodest and ruinous. It was even suggested that the dance risked overturning souls. An official ban was issued by the Inquisition of 1716 due to the cumbe's offensive lyrics and the provocative shaking involved in the dance. Nonetheless, the cumbe made its way into a collection of dances by Spanish guitarist Santiago de Murcia, guitar master to the Queen of Spain. This manuscript was discovered in Mexico in 1943, and it's unclear whether the collection was sent over to Mexico from Spain or if de Murcia might have been living in Mexico at the time. De Murcia's cumbe, with its offbeat accents and hemiolas, is played here by my favourite Baroque guitarist, William Carter. To reinforce the dance's character, Carter has added a repeated plucked bass note played by the bass viol.
Thank you.
That was Du Maurier's Cumbes, played by William Carter.